At this stage, I would like to ask Rita Barradas, head of the Managing Authority, RDP 2020, to start this session by providing an overview of the key features of the financial instrument. Rita, the floor is yours.
I'd like to thank the European Commission and Fly Compass team for this opportunity that they gave us in this webinar to present the financial instrument we have in PDR 2020, which is the ongoing program in Portugal, because the follow-up of this introduction made by the Minister and by the Director General of the European Commission, we are looking to the future, of course, but we still have a financial instrument and a program which is ongoing. This financial program was set up when the current programming period was reaching its end. There was no allocations to face the investment needs, which were still in existence. In the meantime, with the change that took place, whereby there was a transitional period for PDR for another 2 years, which meant that there was an extra allocation, as well as the next generation allocation, which were integrated in the program, in the reprogramming, which was approved last September. This financial instrument and its need are still pertinent and updated. And as we said also, demand for aid to investment in the program always exceeds the allocations we have available. And it's not because they are under calculated, but rather because they have to be distributed by all measures, and demand always exceeds availability. Also, for the same reasons, applications are open in notices, so they're not open all the time because we don't have locations to support this. And the financial instrument, as we heard from the previous speakers, the future and for the growing needs that the programming period will entail, means that there will have to be a larger melting of public and private resources, and the financial instruments are really important to bring this about. So I really want to explain what the financial instrument is, the one we have, and seize this opportunity so that our final recipients and all staff working in the management of the program can have a better idea of what this financial instrument is. The instrument we have in PDR is an instrument that seeks to finance the financing in agribusiness and agricultural holdings. It addresses the companies in the I was forgetting to put on the slide, says the speaker. I'm sorry. The beneficiaries are the agricultural holdings and agro-industrial units, including young farmers. And the way in which we decided to set up the program, the financial instrument, was by three amendments in investment, which are Operation 313, investment of young farmers in agricultural holdings supported by a financial instrument, 323, investment in agricultural business supported by a financial instrument, and 333, which is investment in processing and marketing of agricultural products supported by a financial instrument. So what is this instrument in itself? It is the product. It's a guarantee on a loan. The awarding of the loan is financed in this way and enables access. Because the financial sector is seen by the banking sector as a high-risk activity. And with this fund, we want this risk to be brought down and supported by the financing of the program, and thereby enable better access to banking loans because of this reduction of risk. Financing, as was mentioned, of a guarantee has a very important leverage consequence, because explaining this in very simple terms, 1 euro that you place in the guarantee will allow the leveraging of a loan, which in the case of this financial instrument was estimated to be at least 5.7 times the funding, initial funding. For example, at year's end of 2020, this leveraging factor was 9.46. So as you can see on the slide, we have a financial instrument which is a guarantee of a capped portfolio guarantee, a maximum rate of 70% per loan. So you have all the characteristics on the screen, the best conditions that can be achieved, that can be negotiated with the bank in terms of maturity, longer maturities, which can go up to 15 years, longer grace periods, low interest rates. All of this, all these conditions improve the conditions under which the loans are granted. We have a 0% guarantee cost because it's funded by the financial instrument. And with the leverage that I mentioned, we will have a global portfolio of 300 million euros, and I'll explain how we get there further on. So how is this a financial instrument? How is it managed? I'm showing the management. According to the various possibilities, this instrument was created by by resorting to the European fund, the fund of funds, as was, we'll see what it comprises in the next slide. But the managing authority gives the execution of the fund to the EIF, which is the fund manager. EIF selects the financial intermediaries, which are four banks, BPI, Caixa Geral de Depósitos, Caixa de Crédito Agrícola, and Santander. And it is to those banks that the beneficiaries will go to ask for loans that we have been speaking about. To monitor the implementation of this, the rollout of this fund, we have the management committee that integrates the managing authority, the paying authority, which is IFAP, and the planning and policies office, which is the president of this committee. Now I'll show you a slide where we have the composition of the financial instrument. We have PDR 2020, which gives 20.07 million, of which 99% are ERDF and 1% is the state budget. And then we have the fund of funds. The fund of funds was reinforced by the European Commission and by the European Investment Bank with 15 million for strategic investments, and with the two components mentioned here, the 20 and the 15 million euros, the leveraging effect which is applied means that we have a global portfolio of guaranteed loans of 300 million euros. Now, going into the ways in which the various final beneficiaries can access this financial instrument, the first modality which was set up with instrument, we have the funding of the credit without any combination of a PDR. Initially, it was not possible for the investment project that the farmer or the company, the agribusiness, went to the bank to ask for a loan supported by this financial instrument. This could not have any other support on that investment in PDR. So this modality is in the three operations that I mentioned of PDR 2020, and the gross grant equivalent, which means that you can convert the financing of the grantee into PDR assistance can never exceed the maximum that is laid down for these operations in the programming. The maximums that are laid down for these operations in the programming are for young farmers, 50% of the eligible investment. In the case of the investment in agricultural holdings, it's 50% in the less developed regions and areas with natural conditionalities, and 40% in the other regions. And in the case of 3.3, which is the investment in the marketing, processing and marketing of agricultural products, we have 45% in less favored areas and 35% in other regions. So the support given to the grantee and the loan which this funding generates, converted in PDR support to make this explanation easier, cannot exceed the maximum rates that I have just mentioned. In 2020, the initial funding agreement was changed, and two new modalities came in. We have the possibility of combining the support of the financial instrument with the support in PDR for the same investment, and this combination can only be made by means of certain rules. And as is explained on the slide, this combination can only be done for the same kind of investment with the existing operations in PDR, which are investment in young farmers, 312, or investments in agricultural businesses, be they small in 322, or those exceeding a certain dimension 321. And in terms of investment in processing and marketing, the same, 331, which supports the large investments, and 332, which supports small investments. So this combination is done up to a maximum which is laid down in these measures in the Annex 2 of Regulation 1305. Why is this combination possible? Because the rates that we are applying to the investment measures, normal investment measures of PDR, do not reach the maximums laid down by the regulation. So when this combination is performed, the sum of the gross grant equivalent of the two supports cannot exceed the maximum that is in the annex of the regulation. Also, the financial instrument cannot it finances the need for self-financing of the final beneficiary. The maximum laid down in Annex 2, which can go up to 90%, the 90% can be reached if all criteria of weighing are fulfilled. So it's not that everybody can get 90%. No, you have to comply with certain criteria, weighing criteria, which give a weight of 20% in order to reach the maximum possible rate. Finally, we have the third modality, which was set up because of the COVID pandemic. So we have the possibility to finance from the working capital, to finance the working capital, which hitherto was an eligible expenditure as long as it was associated with investments. Now, the financial instruments can finance, and this is a temporary measure until June 2020, only working capital. It doesn't have to be linked to anything, to any specific project. And it can go up to 200,000 euros for all final beneficiaries whose activity has been affected by the pandemic. The personalization of this scheme seems to be complex. We try to make it as simple as possible. We try to make it operationally simple so as to simplify things. and we will elaborate on this further on. On the young farmers, I shall try to run through this quickly. So very briefly, to give you an idea of what are the conditions of the final recipients of the three operations that we have in 3-1, the young farmers, as they are eligible in the aid to investment, 18 to 40 years of age, setting themselves up for the first time in agricultural holdings. And in this case, it can be over the last 5 years. Legal persons can also benefit from this, as long as the managing partners have that age, and each one of them holds over 25% of the share capital. In any case, they must fit the definition of the micro-small enterprise as laid down by Commission recommendation. The non-eligible expenditure are eligible. Sorry, the tangible and intangible investments, the non-eligible expenditure are the same as before. The working capital of up to 200,000 euros or 30% of the total eligible amount, whichever one is higher, as long as it doesn't exceed this maximum. The purchase of land, which are restricted eligibilities in the scope of the program. The investments to adapt to standards of the European Union that are applicable to agricultural production, including safety at work, within 24 months. The purchase of secondhand and replacement equipment and leasing. As non-eligible expenditure, we have the financial costs, the interest refinancing, the insurance premium, and general expenses, overheads. The agriculture production rights, payment rights, the purchase of animals with exception of live animals of autochthonous breeds, and annual plants and their planting are not eligible. In the case of investment in agricultural holdings, 3-2-3, the final recipients are individual or legal persons that are involved in agriculture, that is, farmers, groups of farmers. Ineligible expenditure, they are the same as the ones for young farmers. The only difference is the funding of irrigation, as laid down by new rules laid down by the European Commission, which are only eligible in the 12 months after the date when they become mandatory. We have the case, for example, of the directive of nitrates, which require adaptation. The non-eligible expenditures are the same as for the young farmers, with the difference that, in this case, neither animals of autochthonous breeds, the animals of autochthonous breeds are not eligible within the scope of this measure. So it's an exception because they were only eligible for young farmers. Investments in processing and marketing, we have farmers and legal persons involved in agricultural businesses that are covered by Annex 1 of the treaty, that is in processing and marketing. We have tangible and intangible investments. The purchase of equipment, secondhand equipment, and replacement equipment, and leasing. Now, looking at how we make this operational, in order to facilitate all this, the conditions that the beneficiary has to meet, which are required in each operation. What we do, well, the beneficiary has to submit the request for a conformity declaration previously to PDR 2020. And with that declaration in hand, he goes to the bank. And thereby, the conditions have already been met and certified. And we can see them on the slide. There's the IFAP number, which is the paying agency. The situation must be settled in terms of repayments no criminal convictions, and if it is in combination with PDR operations, the declaration also includes information on the eligible investment that has been approved in the application of the PDR, as well as the eligible amount, the maximum intensity of aid, which, given these this information, can be awarded in the combination in view of the conditions of that particular beneficiary and that investment project, in line with Annex 2 of the regulation. So the maximum rate of assistance is established, which this combination of the loan and the support can reach in order to negotiate the loan with the banking institution. Equally, the declarations are similar for the three operations, with the exception of the young farmers, where other than the information that I mentioned, the information has also to be provided on the training and the date of beginning of activity, so as to know what the settling date is, the establishment date is. Farmers who have not yet registered with the local tax office can submit at a later stage this declaration before they sign the loan agreement with the bank. And coming to the end, also I'd like to mention what is the state of play of these declarations, because they give you an idea of the demand for this kind of product and in the managing authority. So we can see on the slide that until the 21st September, which is when we got the data, 394 requested declarations for all three operations of PDR. 85% are in conformity and were indeed issued. Only 55 are not compliant. And they all come from operations 313, that is young farmers. These non-compliances have several reasons, but the most usual case is the lack of proper training. In the compliant declarations that were issued, we see that most of them, 71%, come from the investment in the agricultural holding, 16% in young farmers, and 30% in agribusiness. Finally, the state of play of the implementation of the financial instrument on the 30th June. I'm trying to get to the right slide. The data was made available by the European Investment Fund, and I do want to thank the EIF's team. Looking at the data, and look, we had 31 operations that were contracted with 13 million euros investment, with associated guarantees of 1.5 million euros, and at this date, in 6 months, the amounts went up to 100 operations. The value of the amounts almost 35 million, and the associated guarantees 3.5 million. So the rate of commitment of the guarantees went from 7.5% to 17.5%. And this gives you an idea that the changes which were made in 2020 and the dissemination and the need have meant that demand has surged. We hope that this will continue to increase, as I said, even with the reinforcement of the program and with the transitional period and the next generation, the demand continues to exceed the offer.